I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back in Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio. KSL News Time, 1:53 p.m. on this Saturday afternoon here in downtown Salt Lake City. It's starting to feel more and more like summer season. School starting winding down. Weather's getting better. It's an exciting time.
I would have agreed with that before today. I don't know how it is up at broadcast desk, but down here in Utah Valley, windy, cold, miserable. Last night there was this huge windstorm that came through. I just planted some trees, Mitch. I thought they were going to literally blow away. So it's
looking good up here in Salt Lake. Well, I mean, we'll get a news, traffic, and weather update coming up after this at the top of the hour. But it's looking great down here in downtown Salt Lake City here at the Triad Center Broadcast House. So
I'm jealous.
Hey, and you should be jealous right now because I got the top five win. Finally, I ended the four-game skid. And, you know, that conversation was pretty fun. We were talking in the break, me and Board Op Dave here, about, like, Jim McMahon, how he was, you know, in that top five list of five greatest BYU players to play in the NFL. And Jim McMahon, like, everyone remembers him with the Chicago Bears, but he had a lot of stops after, too. I'm curious, Matt, can you name some of Jim McMahon's other stops? Because I got stumped on a few of them.
Okay. For some reason, I feel like he may have spent some time in that ugly Patriots helmet. You know, the one where he's snapping the football between his legs. Fair yes or no to that?
Nope, he was not with the Patriots.
Okay. Let's try the Saints.
Nope. He was with the Packers, the Chargers, and then also the Vikings too. Was there any others, Dave?
So he was with the Bears from 82 to 88, then it's been a single season with the Chargers in 89, three seasons with the Eagles, 90 to 92.
Eagles too. Oh.
One season for the Vikings in 93 and one season for the Cards in 94.
Wow.
Two seasons for Green Bay, 95 to 96.
And the years with Green Bay, I think, if memory serves me right, that was Brett Favre. Ty Detmer was in the quarterback room. And I think also Jim McMahon, too. And Steve Mariucci, I want to say, was the quarterback coach. So that was kind of quite the collection of quarterback power there at Green Bay and have some BYU influence as well. But great top five list. And curious, Matt, when you look at it with some of the current BYU players in the National Football League right now, who do you think could be in that top five discussion of top five, you know, BYU players to play in the NFL in the future?
I think there's two obvious ones right now, and I'm going to leave Zach out because he hasn't played a down yet in the NFL. So
come on, that mini camp field footage didn't inspire you. That number two, man.
I'm going to say, I think Fred Warner, just because he's going to sign a huge deal. Yeah. And, like, if he just keeps playing well, adds a Super Bowl or two, like, you can't deny he would probably go down as one of the best linebackers to ever come out of BYU. The other guy, and it really hinges on what happens this fall, is Taysom Hill. Because if he wins the job, let's say he wins the job, has a good enough year to where they invest in him, and Jameis leaves, and then he goes on. He doesn't even have to win a Super Bowl. If he just holds down the Saints job for 4 or 5 years, that's an unbelievable story. So many injuries, and then you get picked up off the practice. You know, you get picked up because Sean Payton was looking for a receiver, and he sees your – I mean, that'd be insane. He'd have to be a top 10 BYU guy if that's the story for Taysom Hill.
Yeah, that would be amazing. I mean, I'm hoping Taysom can start too. It's going to be cool. We're going to have the NFL schedule released this Thursday, and the Jets and the Saints are going to play this season. How cool would it be to have Taysom Hill and Zach Wilson both as the starting quarterbacks in that game, because I think the last time that happened where two former BYU guys started in an NFL game, I want to say, was 49ers and Eagles. It was Steve Young versus Ty Detmer in 1996, if memory serves me right. But it doesn't happen often. It's not every day that happens. It's rare to get, you know, two guys from the same school starting quarterbacks when there's only 32 of those men on the face of the earth doing that. And that'd be pretty cool for BYU to have that. You know, it was interesting, too. Fred Warner was back in town last week, and he was – I didn't realize, Matt, I always forget this. His girlfriend was, like, from The Bachelor. And Dave's rolling his eyes at me.
Well aware here, yeah.
I always forget that little tidbit because I saw Fred Warner back in Provo.
She was a villain in her season. Sydney.
Yeah, Sydney. I always forget that. So good to see Fred Warner back in town celebrating his brother, getting an opportunity with the LA Rams. And great to see all these former BYU players making a name for themselves in the National Football League. Got to take a break. On the other side, BYU passing game coordinator Fessy Satake joins the program next here on Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.